Right now, it is time to head halfway around the world. We're going to go to Jaisalmer, India, and bring in Arjun Singh. Good day, Arjun.
Good morning, sir.
So, I'm just thinking. We've had a couple. I was just thinking of trying to picture a gas leak there, but that's not one of your problems.
No, it's 110 degree. It's hot here. Machines are not working either. It's computer or whatever you have, like, everything gets hot. I need to just download all my school result now, because this year it started and we got orders from the government that we have to upload all the school results from class first to all class ninth on the online. So at my school, the network is not so good, so speed is not so good there. So I get all my records here in the at home there, and I try to just upload it. But after half an hour, then I can listen a sound in the CPU there, and it becomes noisy there because it's very hot here. So you have to just set it off and then wait for more half an hour, and then you're gonna start it. So the hot is everywhere, but we have to work, because on 9th of May we have to declare our school results, and then this year we got a special orders from the state government to go in the community, in the village there, and to just let the all parents to know about the result of the students and show them their progress cards. And these progress cards have all kinds of informations, like their weight, their height, their ID numbers, and all about their extra activities, about their games and their cultural programs. So it's a big kind of a four pages progress card for in the government schools there, but with all the details and all these things. So now everything is getting online. Otherwise, last year we declared the result, it was offline, just giving some progress cards to the students, and that's all. The same way when I was in college, we had some progress cards, but it was not online. But this year they started, so now all the details of the students of my schools, they are online, and we have a one certain password, and when I use it, I log in it, and I can just have information of my all schools, my students. But the problem with us is that it's a starting, it's a beginning. So I face like many problems there, because the students, they have different names. Like one student, it has three or four names. Like at the home in the document, they have other names. In the school documents, they have other names. And then the date of birth differences. So it's very typical, sometimes very complicated. And illiterate parents, they don't understand a lot about it, because they say some other names and they school the other names and they give the documents of the other names. So, but I think it's good, because soon we will be able to just do it online, and all kinds of information related to the students will be online. And then the good thing is that one student is enrolled in my school and the identity is enrolled in my school, then he can't get the admission in the other schools. Otherwise, three or four schools, they have the same names, and the students have the same names working in three or four government schools. So he's coming to the one school, and the other schools, they have the names there. So I think in this year, it's good for all of us, because if the name of the student is enrolled in a one school, then the other schools, they can't get the same names again, because the identity, if it comes in the computer there, so it doesn't match there, and so he will not get the admission there. So everything is online. Text time, not very good in computers, most of the teachers, but we are learning. I'm doing my best to upload it before 9th of May. I have about 360 students in my school, so all the information is to be uploaded on the computer as soon as possible. So working on these things.
That's a lot. Now, do people in the villages, because it's a village school, right? Do they have devices? Like, how do you show them the report card? Or
Actually, I will get it printed. I will get it printed from the computer, and I will have to get it printed, and then I will show it to them. But now the thing is that first it goes online, and then I lock all the informations online on a website there that is related to my school education. And then when everything is done, because if one column is blank there, then it's not locked. So I have to just fill all the columns, and then I get the permission that everything is locked now and your result is okay, and then I will get the permission to get it printed. Right now I can't get it printed, but everything is done, then I will get just an order that yes, I can get it printed, and I will get all the prints there, and then I will give these prints to the all the parents there. I know it's some of them, for them it's not of no use, but I think it's a good beginning, good starting there. And the other thing is that which I am going to do this year, I have some books in my library there, so I'm going to, just because from 9th of May we have a summer vacations for 40 days, and I'm going to give a book to each and every student, and after when they will come back after the summer vacations, and I will just tell them to write some summary of that book. The one thing is that. Other thing, I have some files of the students who are reading in primary schools. They have some paintings, and they have some, they have done some works, like they have written some essays, they have just done some compositions there. So I want to take these all things to the community there, and then the parents will come to know what the students did for the whole year. So it's just like a community and students, there is a bridge. So I think it's good for the, otherwise we just teach in the schools and we give results in the schools and we have no any direct connections with the community. But right now this year, this government started this thing that we have to make connections with the community there. So you can just go in the village, and after the declaration of the village, we will just go in the village in a one particular place where we will invite all these parents there. I think most of will come, but it's very hot and the temperature is 115 degree Fahrenheit and you have to go there in the afternoon. So it's tough for all of us, but I think it's a good beginning to start, just make a bridge between the community and the school there. And otherwise there's most of the parents, they don't like to come to the school because they think it's for not, it's not made for them. But I think this is good. And when I will get all those documents printed, I will just like to give it to them. We have a budget for that. The school has been given a budget for the prints and all those things, so not a problem with us. And then we will give it to the parents. And hopefully these documents will help them. The other thing is that now all the students, if they are just, their information is on the online there. So it's easy for us because if, for example, if I get transferred somewhere else and the other teacher comes here and I give him the password of my school, then he will get the all kind of information there. And slowly, slowly, they are adding everything to just like what in the school, how many classrooms you have there in the school, how many books you have in your library, what about your textbooks. So at the state level, I think there is a center where they are getting all kinds of updates there. And then they will come to know where they need to make a classrooms, where they need to do just give textbooks. And I think it's especially good for us. And I really appreciate it because most of the teachers, like the teachers who are they are just my father's age, they don't like it because they are not good at computer. They, for them, it's something unusual because they don't know much about computers. But I think the new teachers, and I really worked, and I learned to do these things because it's not very easy to upload all kinds of information on online, because sometimes you lose the speed and then you have to lock everything. Things, and then you have done your all job and you have just completed 16 and 17 pages, and then there is a electric failure sometimes, or the internet speed goes and then everything is gone, and then you have to start again from the beginning. So it takes time. I think it's tough, but it's good for all of us. It's good for the people, it's good for the students. For example, if you ask me about my 8th mark sheet, I think I don't have that. If you ask me about what happened in when I was in primary school, I think there is no any information related to that. My father's information, my information in the schools there, maybe in some papers there, and you can't get it because they are in Almira and old boxes there. But if you are once on online, then everything is secure and then you can get it.
Well, that is a good thing.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing how life has changed since you started. All right.
Yes. 20 years before, nothing was like that. Everything was on papers, but now no more use of papers. It's all on computers.
Well, I'll let you know after.
I'm waving paper at this point. I'm so tired of people who just don't have any paper. It's really hard.
Well, Arjun, when I started radio back in 1969, 50 years ago, this is no lie. I had a big turntable that played 33 and 45 and 78 RPM records. I didn't have what we played commercials off of, what they call Magna Quarters, which was at the side of us, were reel to reels that you had to spin back and forth. And everything was paper. I mean, tons of paper. And radio now is totally different than it was back then. So I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, I read all your Facebook posts and what radio stations you have worked. So a little bit of information now I have.
All right, Archer. We'll speak to you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
That's Going Around the World with Arjun Singh here on Robin Hood Radio. And, of course, you can catch Arjun online, robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand. Click on Around the World with Arjun Singh.